This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Alrighty. It's the first Friday show in weeks. Weeks, I say. We got a lot to get to today. You know, Christmas is coming up in a little over a week.
Oh man,
it's crazy. We will have a Christmas music show again this year. So next week, guys, we're only recording dos shows because one will be the music show, and I'm giving you the shocker right now.
Ooh, yeah.
The shocker. Shocking stuff.
He's still
right
there.
He's still in honeymoon mode.
Not exactly. Not the shaka, the shocker. by the way, if you have any holiday messages you'd like played on the show, you can call and leave a message, and maybe we'll get them on if they're not terrible. It's 818-861-6283. If you don't want to listen to that again, it's right on the top of the website, natedarlingshow.com. While you're there, click that Shop Amazon tab. Get yourself or someone else something nice for the holidays while there's still time. Amazon, free shipping on Prime 2 days. So I did a goodly portion of my holiday shopping on Amazon, and you should too, right after you click the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com. Why? It doesn't cost you anything extra. It supports the show, and we got stuff to pay for.
Booyah.
Stuff to pay for. Alrighty. Coming up on the show today, we've got... we've got someone who went to IHOP and thinks that Trump should build the wall. Plus, Florida Corner returns and a bunch of animal stories that are not really related, but somewhat related. So we'll get to all that. But first, weekend plans, gentlemen. Kareem, you're the one who doesn't have a baby at home. What you got going on?
Charlie Hunter plays the 8-string guitar. So
that's 2 strings too many.
It is amazing. He plays the bass and the rhythm at the same time.
Ah, very good. Jason, what you got going on?
Have Christmas parties on Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, I think, like, my family, everybody wanted to go to, some family and friends are going to the Wonderland, the Winter Wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
At the Expo.
Cal Expo, yep.
Yeah. And we said we're not going to go because, I mean, it's cold and it's going to be at night and Carol's too young to really enjoy it or even know what's going on there. And
right.
You know, so it's like, we'll wait till next year and she'll be able to somewhat enjoy it.
She still won't remember it, but she will enjoy it.
Yeah.
So that's the important thing. I will be attending the UFC at Golden One Center.
You lucky dog.
I thought about that.
Yeah, I did too. And
and you got tickets.
And I got tickets.
Michelle Waterson, the Karate Hattie.
Here's the fun fact. So the actual thing that's going to be, it's going to be on Fox. So if you're in Sacramento, it's going to be on Fox 40 on Saturday. The fun thing is, local time, the actual event starts at 5 o'clock. But there, before that, at 2 o'clock, the preliminary bouts start. And before that, at 12:30, the internet preliminary bouts start. The doors open 5.5 hours before the first fight on the main card.
Wow.
Wow. It is a lot of UFC, and we will not be there for the whole thing. That's way too much. It is way too much. Although I haven't been, I'm sure we'll want to get there and wander around, but that's way too much.
That's crazy.
That's like two football games, or it's like two baseball games. You go to a doubleheader, watch a whole doubleheader before the actual game.
But at least with that, like, I can kind of get behind that because, you know, that's how the sport grows and that's how they get the people to fight and they get
sure.
they get up on the card, you know.
Well, and the value is amazing when you factor in how much fighting there's going to be.
Like, what I can't get behind is like NASCAR that does You know, like it's like 3 days of watching cars go around tracks.
Well, that's with any automotive sport because they have a practice day.
Yeah.
They've got qualifying and then they've got the race.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go to all of them. You can just go to the race on one day.
No, but I mean, I went once and it was too much.
Where did you go? Did you go to Fontana?
No, Phoenix.
Oh, so yeah. So it was hot.
It was hot and it was just loud. Like, and like we were drunk the whole time. Like it was like we were drunk the whole time.
Kareem, get this. At a NASCAR event where they had high-powered race cars, it was loud.
Yeah. It was like airport loud. Like it was really like the
How many cars on the track at one time?
What is it? Like 50? 80?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I'm just saying I knew all, I realized and I understood, but at the same time, like, I never, ever, ever will go to you know what, guys?
That's worth the edit, by the way.
I will never go to one of those events again. I will never go to a racing car event unless I am going to be racing in it or I'm sponsoring a car. Like, I will never go to another event. Ever.
That's funny because I haven't been to NASCAR, but I've been to several racing events because one of my old coworkers had a son who was a driver. And that wasn't I went in with the assumption that it would be loud. And
that's why you bring earplugs.
Yes. Well, no, I realize it's going to be, I wasn't complaining about the loudness. I knew it was going to be loud, but like even as much as loud as you think it can be, it's about twice that loud. Like it's not a joke. Like I'm just saying, like it's
like I didn't even go in. Like it didn't even the loudness didn't even register to me because it was car racing.
You know what, man?
It'd be like jumping in water and be like, "Oh my god, I'm wet."
I know it's crazy, right?
You know what, Kareem? Man, I'm gonna take back a Christmas card.
Oh boy.
I missed this.
I am upset.
Jason has not missed this. He's like, two shows next week.
Can't even take a poop in the morning. I have to come here and deal with this poop.
All right. So on the honeymoon, we've been teasing as we talk about the honeymoon a little bit. Leslie and I went to Maui for the week, and this was my first trip to Hawaii. I was a newbie, and she had been before, and you guys have both been to Hawaii. Kareem, you went just back in October.
Yes, second time.
What other islands have you been to?
Where's Diamond Head? Well, we went to the one where Pearl Harbor is on.
That's Oahu.
Oahu. So Oahu and Kauai, we've been to those two.
Jason, where'd you go?
Well, my sister and my uncle live on Maui. So that's
nice.
Where I went to Maui when I was 12 with my dad, and then I went with Chris and her parents. I think 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you stayed?
We stayed a couple nights in Kihei.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we stayed a couple nights. What is it like north of Lahaina, like up a little bit?
Kaanapali.
Not in Kaanapali. It's like in a little town, kind of like where there's like a bunch of like houses and like you know apartments, kind of and stuff like that. So it was in a timeshare type of thing.
Okay.
Condo type of place.
You kind of did what we did. We did the first 4 days. We were in Kaanapali, which is just north of Lahaina or west of Lahaina.
Yeah, nice resort.
Yes, right. Very nice resort. We stayed at the Hilton, home of the uncomfortable bed.
Oh man,
it was very hard times. And the last 4 days, we were next to Kihei and Wailea.
Okay,
at one of the at the Marriott resort there, which was delightful. Which part did you prefer? Which side of the island did you prefer?
Gosh. I just liked being there. Like, here's the thing about Kihei is I liked Kihei, I think, a little bit better because it wasn't, like, right up against the mountain and so, like, so on top of each other.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was kind of spread out a little bit more. And then, you know, because, like, when you're in Lahaina is like an old city, you know?
Yes.
And like, I mean, old whaling town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's much more like there's a lot more traffic and stuff like that there in that area. At least that's what I noticed. So
and there's only one there's one road out to there.
Yeah,
and there's a tunnel.
Yeah.
At one point, we wanted to head south and go. We were going to go do the road to Hana one day, and we headed south, and the traffic was just stopped. And after about 20 minutes, we turned around and said, you know what? We're not doing this today. We're not doing this today.
Good.
But we ended up going on the road to Hana eventually.
You had to start early for that. What time did you guys start?
I don't remember. Probably 9 in the morning.
Yeah, it's
9 in the morning. And we went to Hana and turned around. And we didn't stop at a ton of places. We stopped in a couple of different places. But, you know, nothing that we stayed at for an extended period of time. One of the cool things that we did do is, do I have my phone in here or not? Thought I did.
Right.
Maybe
behind
I
you.
Right behind me. Right where I need it. Leslie had found this thing, this app, and it's called Gypsy, the Gypsy Guide.
Oh.
And the nice thing about it is we bought the Maui Full Island Tour, and it works with your GPS.
Okay.
And so you get in your car, and you plug it in, and you hit start tour, and you can start driving, or you can preview a tour. And I'll preview a tour real quickly here for everybody. And when you reach certain points on the road, there's a narrator who plays what's going on. So you get stuff like this.
These are the lights where we turn for Haleakala. Keep right and move into the exit lane as it turns off to the right.
So there's a little bit of guide going on there. There's also a little bit of other information that's passed along.
We'll quickly reach Kahului, where we'll turn off towards the resort areas. I'll point out that turn. Now, if we're going to the airport, I'm sorry, that's a bit of a sad thing, isn't it? Then what we should do is take the next turn to the right. As we approach the airport, I'll have some instructions about how to return the rental car. One last option, if we'd like to right now go and see the Yao Valley and the Yao Needle, just keep going straight. Don't make any turns, and I'll have directions as we cut across Kahului and Wailuku.
So the whole island tour was $10.
Oh, nice.
Which was really good, and you don't get the exact same thing on the way out and back.
Oh, cool.
So like going out on the road to Hana, on the way out, it's like, here's a place of interest you want to stop. Here's a place that there's not really a whole lot going on. And on the way back, it was a lot of Hawaiian history.
Oh, awesome.
And so that was a lot of fun. Let me, one of the cool things, though, is they have them for other places. And a very interesting group of them. Let me see if I can find it right now. Destinations. There we go. They have it for Maui, Oahu, and Waikiki, the Big Island, Yellowstone, the Canadian Rockies, which is kind of big, Vancouver and British Columbia, Florida, Moab, Niagara Falls, Las Vegas, and Vermont. For all the goddamn leaf peepers driving slow. So there are all these different ones that you can purchase and put on your smartphone, and they work with your GPS. So it's better than the old school. You used to buy a CD and drive around with that to be like, oh, here's what's going on here. That thing was super cool. And it was like the road to Hana was $5 or the whole island was 10. And it's like,
yeah, you get the whole thing,
get the whole island. So that was a lot of fun. Now, Kareem, how did you enjoy Hawaii? I know you had a good time, but what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was, wow. So Kauai was more laid back. When we went to Oahu, we went on a hike, and we went on a hike to a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like out in the jungle. So that was pretty cool. And then we went boogie boarding, and
yes,
that was a blast.
We tried boogie boarding near the first hotel, and there were several places where there were rocks. Yes. Not fun. Like,
yeah.
When we were down in near Kihei, beautiful sandy beach, that was a blast.
Yeah, the only thing about the place we boogie boarded was that Portuguese man of war were in. So my girlfriend, of course, stepped on one.
Aldo Montoya, the Portuguese man of war?
Yes.
There's a wrestling reference for you. Go ahead and look that up.
But that was a blast. And then Kauai, we just did everything on Kauai. So the best thing about Kauai was everywhere you ate, they fed you.
Yeah. One of the coolest things that I had was on the road to Hana. They have this stop off where there's essentially food stands. There's like three or four of them and a crazy guy selling shaved coconut. He may or may not be crazy. But when he retired from the military, because I asked him, I'm like, so how long have you been doing this? He goes, well, I had the army in 1997. I did this and blah, blah, blah. And I said, so almost 20 years. And he goes, yeah, 19 years. But he sells shaved coconut of different flavors. I'll give you guys some after the show. Give you a little taste.
Oh,
little taste of the island.
You're gonna hook me. You're gonna hook me on it.
Gonna hook you on it, and then you're gonna have to go to Maui and drive the road to Hana to get it because this guy is not distributing. But when we were there, went to this little stand and they had ahi fish and chips,
mm-hmm.
which were the biggest, fattest fish and chips I have ever had in my life, and not filled with white fish, filled with ahi. It was crazy good.
I wish I would have told you. Yeah, the fish there is amazing, right?
I had a lot of fish there.
Yeah, that's kind of what you have to do when you're there.
I know you kept on Facebook going, what about the poke? What about the poke? And I stopped playing Pokemon 4 months ago.
Yeah. You know, he didn't realize that I was talking about, because there's this place that was in Kihei that we went called Eskimo Candy, and they had the most amazing like ahi, like mixed with like the sauce and the green onions, and man, it was the most amazing thing in the world.
You know what was really good on Maui in addition to the fish was on Maui they have grass fed Maui beef,
mm-hmm.
and it is amazingly good. It is amazingly good. One, I'm going to be indulgent in this show. We're talking about the honeymoon and all the cool stuff in Hawaii. One of the cool places we went to the Maui Brewing Company. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you saw me holding the stainless steel growler that we bought. At that same place, not at the main brewery, but at the brew house, the one a little north of Lahaina, they have a burger that is 50% Maui grass-fed beef and 50% bacon. And it is the best thing I have ever eaten in my life. Oh, my God. And I've had a bacon burger like that before, but never this good. Never anything close to this good. Usually they're either stupid salty or whatever. This thing was just a dancing delight of meaty goodness in your mouth.
I think one of my favorite things reading was when Leslie said, yeah, it's so good. I can't hear him. He's always talking about it. Like, it was funny. She just like made a snarky comment about it. And it was so cute and funny.
Yeah, it's great when they get snarky. And it's fantastic.
That's all I hear about it.
Uh-huh.
All I'm hearing about is this amazing hamburger. I'm sure it was really good.
It was freaking fantastic.
It made me want one.
I want one again. I was sad we didn't get a chance to go back there before we left. I think the coolest thing we did, I mean, the road to Hana is cool at all, and everybody should do it. One of the cool things that I did was I broke out of my comfort zone, and we went snorkeling. Because I was desperately afraid to drown in the ocean.
Aren't we all?
Right? Because I'm not the greatest swimmer in the world. So I was a little worried about that, but we booked one. And we got on this boat near the Westin Hotel.
Comes right up on the beach of Catamaran, right?
They rolled right up on the beach. And they brought us out to the north side of the island, north side of Maui.
What was that movie called where those people got left in the ocean?
Deep Water.
Deep Water.
Right. We didn't go to the Deep Water.
No, they're fine.
They brought us to this cove, which was really nice because I felt like, oh, this could be a lake. There's a shore not far from here. There was actually a surfing competition going on at the same time. And in addition to a boogie board, which they give you to hold out way in front of you so that you can, because you're supposed to put the boogie board out in front of you and hold it with your hand. So basically like you're Superman.
Yeah.
And then you put your face down and you look in the water. They also, for people who are afraid of drowning, they have a flotation belt that they strap around your waist too. So there was no concern about that. And with the flippers and everything, it took me like 2 minutes to get used to it. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. The only rub with it was because I have the beard and the mustache, the mask doesn't seal perfectly. So I kept having about every 5 minutes to empty out my mask because it was filling with salt water.
Ooh.
And snorting salt water, not the best thing. Not the best thing in the world. But yeah, snorkeling, just gorgeous. Got to see all of these fish, these reefs and coral. Yeah.
In Kauai, they didn't have any good place for, well, they only had like one good place for us that would have been good for snorkeling. She kind of, and there was one guy on that beach that did it. But everywhere else, it wasn't necessarily snorkeling.
Yeah, Maui is one of the great places for that. I did not want to go to Molokini, which is essentially just the very top of a crater sticking out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand it's beautiful there. I do want to go now. But before I went the first time, because I was so petrified of doing it, that I didn't want to get out there in the middle of the open ocean like that and be like,
there's plenty of people out there. We went to Molokini. Because of my uncle's there, we had two trips that we got to do. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones, we went to Molokini, and it is beautiful there. But, you know, honestly, like, just getting there in the first place and doing it and getting in the water. Bravo, Nate.
Well, that was the thing. Now that I've done it and I saw it, I'm like, okay, well, this is really easy. But when you've never done it before, you just build up this huge fear of like, I'm going to be out in the ocean. I'm going to get sucked out to the sea. I wasn't worried about a shark. I was worried about drowning.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Look, I had that same fear when we were on the dinner cruise. Cause I was like, how far out are we?
Well, and the cool thing was on the way back, we were able to do some whale watching. We got to see a bunch of humpback whales.
Oh, that's great.
Up pretty close with some dolphins. So that was
we did
was
see
really
dolphins
cool.
On the dinner cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the whale watching season starts in early to mid December.
Yeah.
So the very first ones just got there. So that was a lot of fun, but I've been gone from Maui for almost a week, and I miss it. I want to go back.
Yeah,
that's the way I feel about Kauai.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
Oh, it's gorgeous. I don't know that I would want to have to make my living there, because then it's not really a paradise vacation spot. It's just where you go to work every day.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, we read about this while we were there because we went to the Sugar Museum. They have done their final harvest of sugar in Hawaii. It's done.
Yeah.
It is done. They can't compete with the prices from third world countries. So the land, they laid off half their workforce back in the spring. Another 375 people got laid off. And all of that agricultural land is going to be kept agricultural land. They're still trying to figure out exactly what they're going to do with it.
In Kauai, it was like that, too. They had stopped a lot of stuff. They were just, the land's still there. Luckily, thank goodness they haven't developed it, but it's just still.
Well, and they're not going to develop that part of Maui either. That's going to stay agricultural. It's just how much it is going. They were talking about maybe going to smaller farms. They were talking about putting in grassland so there could be more cattle. But if you like Maui sugar, especially that unprocessed Maui sugar, stock up, because they're not going to make any more.
Yeah.
It shan't exist. It shan't. By the way, if you, and I'm sorry, Jason, because I know you haven't had a drink in 3 years, and bravo to you, sir. We also visited the Ocean Organic Distillery, which is partway up the volcano. We also went to the Surfing Goat Dairy and the Lilac Farm, but it was a rainy day, so we didn't get to tour the lilacs. But the Ocean Organic Vodka is so good. And they do this weird thing where they take this water from under the ocean. It's through like an ocean current. It goes through a desalinization. There's another company that does this. And they sell that water. You can buy that bottled water in Japan for like $19 a liter. but the distillery gets to take that, and they use organic sugarcane that they're growing right there on their property, and they make organic vodka, which you can get around. You can get it at Total Wine, wherever. We got some once we got back. And they did an organic rum, which was also very good, which is only available in Hawaii, and you can't ship alcohol from there, so it would have been in the suitcase, and I'm like, I don't like rum that much. So we got some of that. So if you're going to Maui, I would say snorkel. I would say get out and boogie board. And I would say go taste some vodka. Those would be my top threes.
Yeah. I brought some alcohol back just sitting on our from a rum plantation. I'll bring you a small bottle. Sorry, Jason.
No, it's all right. My favorite thing from there was, honestly, the best part was we did the downhill bike from the top of the
volcano. Oh, from Haleakala?
Yeah.
We thought about that, but it was so cloudy and misty the whole time.
Yeah.
We were there. It was like, eh.
No, it was, the next time you go to Maui.
Yes, and we will be going back at some point.
It is an amazing thing to do. Because you get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You get in a bus, you go up the mountain, and then you ride a bike down.
You coast the bike down.
Yeah, no. But I mean, like, you're going like there. You can go up to like 40 miles an hour. Like, it's
you can also crash and die. By the way, on Maui, there's no helmet law. There are people riding around on scooters and motorcycles with no helmet. There are people on scooters who have no business being on scooters, and it's what I like to call, I am completely indestructible on vacation mode.
Yeah.
The people go into it. I'm on vacation. Nothing bad can happen to me here. You can die on vacation. Don't be stupid.
People die.
People die on vacation. People get paralyzed on vacation. The same things that can happen to you in your own home and around your own town can happen to you on vacation.
It may possibly more likely happen because you're on vacation.
Because you think you're impervious. Everybody turns into a 45, 50-year-old teenager. They're like, nothing can hurt me here. Yes, it can.
Yes.
And then you're going to be afraid, and then you're going to need to get a visit from the therapy pig that greets travelers now at San Francisco International Airport. It's a thing. Although we did not see the therapy pig, Lilu. She hangs around there. She's part of the airport's team of therapy animals, believed to be the only airport porker in the country. She's part of their WAG brigade, which includes 300 cats, dogs, and rabbits whose presence helped make the strains of travel a bit easier. How left-wing, softy, pansy is this? It was formed in December of 2013. All of the animals trained by the San Francisco SPCA, certified to be animal-assisted therapy animals. They are carefully selected for their temperament and airport suitability. Here's something. Maybe don't bring an animal to the airport. Just saying. But, I did not see the airport pig in San Francisco. Meanwhile, in other animal news, an Arizona yoga instructor says her classes have regularly sold out thanks to her unique twist on the fitness routine. Goat yoga. That's right. Goat yoga is actually assisted by actual live goats. April Gould, who's 38, is a self-proclaimed goat whisperer and a former contestant on NBC's American Ninja Warrior, said she didn't expect when she started offering the classes that she and the business partner Sarah Williams would be leading sold-out crowds of 60 people in yoga poses with help from the 8 goats on her farm near Gilbert. Said, I thought it was going to be kind of fun, trendy, kind of goofy thing, but I didn't expect to have this kind of response. I love the people that come. I feel like it's just a big party and everyone leaves so happy. See, the goats walk among the students as they practice their yoga poses and occasionally even climb on top of the yogis when their torsos are flat. So that sounds awful. It really does.
Jeez, they have issues.
It's true. And finally, from useful animal news, the Ephrata Police Department posted on Facebook, assistance from cat leads to capture of fugitive. File this under You Can't Make This Up on Monday night, November 28th. Ephrata Police assisted Jonathan Michael Steffi, 23, arrested him, on an outstanding Lancaster County bench warrant. Steffi ran from police when they located him in the backyard of a residence on Duke Street. Police set a perimeter and began searching for him. One officer noticed a black cat in the backyard. It was crouched and watching something intently in the vicinity of the shed. The officer checked the shed but found nothing. Again, saw the cat and noted that he was looking past him toward another shed. The officer then located Steffi at this second shed and took him into custody without further incident. The Ephrata PD is thankful for any crime-fighting assistance we get, either human or feline. So there you go. A black cat more useful than my cat, Hef.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, pigs, Kareem.
Pigs are cool. Those people were tool.
Jason.
Oh, yeah, pigs are cool.
Pigs are cool and tasty. Up next in Cool or Tool, goats. Jason, goats.
Oh, goats are cool. They're cool.
Kareem.
Goats are the devil.
We actually fed some goats at the Surfing Goat Dairy. Leslie was very excited about that. Yeah, goats are fine.
No, they're not.
It's the people around them that are terrible.
Goats have no fear.
This is true.
Yeah, they don't.
They're like middle-aged vacationers. Yeah. No fear. And finally, in Cool or Tool, cats. Cats, Kareem.
Cats are cool.
Jason.
They're butt heads. That's what they are.
That is a fact.
Despite that, they're cool.
Too cool for their own good, some would say, including me. So that's going to do it for a very quick round of Cool or Tool.
Did we all agree with each other? Did we all agree?
No, we disagreed on goats.
Yeah, that's right.
Disagreed on goats. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen once.
We can't agree on everything, but that's
we definitely can't agree on goats.
Well, you know what else we can't agree on? That's about building a wall. A waitress at a Virginia IHOP said she was stiffed on her tip by a group of teens, one of whom who wrote, and I quote, "Build that wall, Trump Daddy," on the receipt.
Wow.
Let me quote that again. "Build that wall, Trump Daddy." Rachel Mao, who's been waiting tables at the Virginia Beach IHOP for 5 years, said the teenagers dined at the eatery on Friday night without incident. But when they returned Saturday morning, she discovered there was no tip on the split bill. One of the receipts had the word "nah," where a tip amount is supposed to go. And the other read, "Build that wall, Trump Daddy." Well, Mao, who's of Filipino descent, said the teenagers apparently thought she was Mexican. Or they're just awful. And they were referencing President-elect Donald Trump's proposed wall at the Mexican border. She said, "I know they're younger, but I feel they shouldn't treat people differently because of race." Mao said the customers did not give her any indication they had a problem with her service. Said, "I can't believe people are that bold to put something like that on a credit card receipt, especially since it didn't seem like there was anything wrong. If they had a problem with something I was doing or how I look, they could have asked for someone else." The server said she was particularly shocked the message came from young people. "I'm not. Young people are dicks."
And dumb.
Uh-huh.
But.
She said she's learned something from the unpleasant experience. Said, "I feel sorry for people who do experience this, but now I know how they feel. And that's why I want to spread the word on why you shouldn't treat people like that. Don't treat people bad because it's bad. Bad."
Can't they just be stupid kids?
They probably are just stupid kids.
I mean, because what they said doesn't even make any sense. Build that wall, Trump Daddy.
Yeah, it's like, we're too cheap to give you a tip, basically. Yeah.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Alrighty. Instead of retiring to either of their respective residences, a couple opted to have sex in view of a passerby on a Florida street. That resulted in the duo's arrest for public indecency. According to court files, a cop caught Ashley Wetzel, who's 26, and Henry Knieblack, who's 50. Good for you, Henry. Way to get a lady half your age. And classy. Caught them in the act Wednesday evening near a St. Petersburg park. Officer Joshua Jordan reported that the duo was having sex, quote, "in view of patrons walking on the sidewalk."
Oops.
Jordan reported that he, quote, "observed Knieblack behind Wetzel, throwing his hips back and forth, inserting his penis into Wetzel's vagina." He added that the suspects each had their pants at their ankles. They were arrested for exposure of sexual organs, which is a misdemeanor. Knieblack, the black guy, was released from custody, while Wetzel, who has a pending theft case, remains locked up because she couldn't come up with a combined $650 bond. The man lives near St. Petersburg and works for a construction company. Wetzel, she resides in Clearwater. Police do not allege that their public tryst was a commercial transaction. So it was just for fun, not for profit.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out and sticking it in. Meanwhile, ladies, drunk, topless, and offering cops sex is no way to go through life. A belching, topless Florida blonde crashed her car, then tried to wiggle out of her woe by telling a cop that he was, and I quote, the sexiest thing. Cops say Jamie Schmood was behind the wheel of a four-door vehicle on the Dixie Highway in Stuart, Florida. She was topless with her jeans unbuttoned and slid down her thighs. She was mumbling and reeked of booze. Mumbling and reeking of booze is no way to go through life. Am I right, Jason?
It is not.
The woman was taken to a nearby hospital, and one officer followed. He told her at the hospital she was being investigated for drunk driving, read the woman her rights, and asked if she understood. She did. She then reportedly exploded, screaming at the nurses, causing, quote, a big scene. Then she crashed and fell asleep. Police report said that she woke up several times and belched loudly, which emitted a very strong odor of alcohol. She also said, and I quote, you're the sexiest thing I've seen. I'm going to edit as they did in the article, engage in intercourse with you. She reportedly told the cop that after she woke up, she started moaning, biting her lower lip, and thrusting her hands at his genitals. That's according to the report. This act took place at least three times. She's charged with driving under the influence. She reportedly told cops that she drank, and I quote, a lot of gluten-free vodka. Even your gluten-free vodka has plenty of alcohol in it, lady.
Oh, yeah.
Gluten-free vodka. Oh, Florida, what would we do without you? All right, what's going on here? I have to get some music to go out with here.
All right, well,
we'll get to that. So what are we gonna do here?
That knee black gentleman.
Yes,
I cannot believe that he was 50 years old. Like, he looked like he was 29 or 28.
How many times we got to tell you it doesn't crack?
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, like, he was a very
I've seen plenty of examples of it cracking.
That's usually because of crack.
Yeah, there's usually something that caused it to crack.
Yeah, it was bad times. But she was 26 and he's 50, so good for him. And he's back out on the construction site.
Yeah, good for her.
It's true. It's true. All right, I hope we didn't bore you too much with our Tales of Hawaii. We're making too jealous. But what a delight. What a delight.
Amazing.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Had a blast. On the Monday show, it's uncensored. I will tell you the story of flying first class from San Francisco to Maui with the San Francisco Giants broadcast team.
Oh, wow.
And members of their family. Oh, it's a delightful tale. Best told on the Uncensored Monday episode. So have a great weekend. Kareem, enjoy your concert. I'll enjoy the UFC. And Jason, you enjoy diapers.
I will. Thanks.
A little bundle of joy. In the meantime, let Bruno Mars soothe you. This song's called Count On Me on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know
supposed to do, oh yeah.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.